This is 7AD. Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Dan. How are you going?
Good. And just before we get into sport for this coming weekend, we'll just plug your Waterboys sports show, which will be a permanent fixture on 7AD as of next Saturday morning, yeah?
Yeah, it will, which is exciting. We've been in Hobart for the last 11 years, so to be branching out statewide now is really exciting, and can't wait for it. We sort of cover everything locally, nationally and internationally in sport, so I'm sure all your listeners will enjoy it on a Saturday morning.
All right, so that's next Saturday. All right, let's start with the cricket. So T20 up against New Zealand this afternoon, 5 o'clock start, I think it is. We're down 2-1, but a good win during the week and a really good debut for Riley Meredith.
Yeah, it was awesome, wasn't it? Mm. So good to watch, and kept the series alive as well, which is always nice. It would have been all over if New Zealand had won. So a great result all round. Good to see Aaron Finch get some runs as well. Close call there, obviously. Probably, would have been very nervous when that review was taking place. But, survived and got 69-odd. So good news for him. But, Riley Meredith's debuting was outstanding. I think all the cricket world's talking about him now, bowling consistently at 150 clicks. So I'm sure he'll be hard to drop out of that side for tonight's match, so can't wait to see him out there again.
Yep, got wheels, that's for sure. All right, now Tassie over to Victoria. Shield game starting today.
It is, yeah. Looking forward to this as well. Obviously, the boys don't get an opportunity to play on the MCG too often, and they were pretty excited last night. I think Jared Freeman, our spin bowler, hasn't even been to the MCG before. Jeff Horn was saying yesterday, the coach, so he'd be very excited, and good to see Peter Siddle back in that team as well. They were going to wait till this morning or yesterday to investigate what the pitch was doing before they made a call on the final 11, but you'd think Freeman would come out to Peter Siddle, or they'd play Freeman and maybe Gabe Bell would drop out of that side, but they were going to wait to determine that. And Peter Siddle obviously back from a thumb injury as well, so it'll be a cracking game. It's his first game against his old state, Victoria, as well. So plenty of little subplots to this. Caleb Jules in outstanding form. We caught up with him yesterday for the news as well, and he's dreaming of scoring a ton on the MCG too. So Tigers must win it. They've got to win their last three, really, to make the final now. So it's going to be pretty tough, but it all starts with the Vic today.
Indeed. Now, the Tassie women, they play a one-dayer against Queensland on Sunday down at Blunston. So I think they're second on the ladder, aren't they?
Yeah, they would be. They lost last weekend, obviously, to that star-studded Victorian team, so you can't fault them for that. They were playing against an Australian team, really, so yeah. They've had a really good season so far, obviously only the one loss, and take on Queensland on their home deck again at Blunston. That was their first game at Blunston Arena last week since 2016, I think, so great to see the girls being able to play some cricket on there.
Yep. All right, let's go to footy. AFLW, what's happening there?
Yeah, obviously, the news overnight was that Hobart's going to actually get a game next weekend. North Melbourne will host the Western Bulldogs at North Hobart Oval, so that's pretty exciting because we didn't think we were going to get any women's games in Hobart this year. Plenty going on this weekend, Darren, as there always is. We've got a game tonight, Richmond and North Melbourne, that one obviously in Victoria. Tomorrow, GWS and Brisbane go head-to-head, Adelaide and the Gold Coast Suns and Melbourne and St Kilda. And on Sunday, Carlton, Geelong, Collingwood, Western Bulldogs and West Coast Fremantle. Obviously, there's still some issues with the border restrictions at the moment over in Perth, so they need to keep playing those teams against each other at the moment. We'll see. Hopefully that changes in time for the AFL round two.
Yeah. Let's go to basketball. We had the news this week that the New Zealand Breakers are going to base themselves in Launceston over Easter.
Yeah, this one certainly caught me off guard. I'm sure it caught everybody else off guard as well. Didn't see this coming, and especially because they've always said the Silverdome isn't quite up to NBL standard, but it's suddenly hosting six games, and the state government's going to be investing $750,000 into that project for it to bring it up to a little bit up to speed, I guess, to bring a jumbo screen in and some seating infrastructure and things like that. So very exciting. 6 months early taste of what we're going to expect later in the year when the Jack Jumpers come on board. So yeah, can't wait for this, Darren. It's going to be great.
Yep. And meantime, what's going on in the NBL?
Yeah, a couple of NBL Cup games last night. Kent's Taipans actually knocked off the Sydney Kings 96-92.
Mm.
And the Illawarra Hawks were too good for the Adelaide 36ers by 9 points, 98-89. Tonight, we've got Perth Wildcats hosting the Brisbane Bullets, or not hosting, I should say, they're the first team name. It's all obviously in Melbourne at the moment, and New Zealand actually taking on Melbourne United. So I really like the NBL Cup at the moment. The Wildcats leading the way. They're on top of the table, followed by Sydney, Melbourne United and the Illawarra Hawks in the top four as well.
All right, and we'll finish with A-League. What's going on there?
Yeah, we've got a game tonight. Adelaide United are at home to Newcastle. Tomorrow, Brisbane Roar and Sydney SC, and also Melbourne Victory and Melbourne City. Top of the table at the moment, still the Central Coast Mariners. They actually play Monday night against MacArthur, and that will be the top of the table clash. So we're looking forward to that one. Central Coast still 4 points ahead of MacArthur on the ladder, but those two teams are well and truly the two best at the moment.
At the end of last season in the A-League, you wouldn't have said that the top two teams would be Central Coast Mariners and the new team MacArthur.
No. So, you would be a very good odds for that, I reckon.
Yeah. With the bookies. All right, mate. Thanks for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers, mate.